Welcome back, one and all, to the news that didn't quite make the headlines. This time round, we bring you the third and final part of Super RPG Adventure. Last time, Bob and his team confronted the evil dragon in the Hole of Foreboding, and the team died.
What?
You died.
Oh.
Luckily, however, this is why God, or, well, game designers at least, invented save points. Unfortunately, Bob foolishly forgot to use a save point outside the dragon's cave. Therefore, he returns to the Temple of Ancient People. A save point. The boss must be in the next room. We'll spare you from listening to part two again by just recapping the most important bits.
Can't you see that everything you're doing is mindless and wrong?
It all makes sense now. What have I done?
You're welcome to join us. Who are you? We cannot have met by coincidence twice.
I am Jane, the obligatory love interest.
You must be Lord Gitbucket.
Alas, I'm not here to kill you. Von Hassel, prepare to face annihilation. Kairu Toshi!
No! Bob, keep friends. Those you love.
Drat! A tiny lake separates us between here and the Cave of Doom. I bet if we do a side quest, the bridge will magically be built! You know, I'm sure the big foreboding hole at the north of this town is where the dragon is. Let's go!
Ow!
What's wrong?
Oh, I'm not sure. It is as if some hidden interdimensional force is guiding me and saying that we all need to level up more at this point, or we'll all die. Righty-ho, then, let's all go to the overworld and fight some enemies for a few hours.
Thus, 25 levels later.
Okay, team, it's time to take out the trash! This should be easy enough. Ha! Wow. We really did gain far too many levels.
Hold it right there.
Who are you?
You. You're the man who killed my father.
Wrong game parody, moron.
But you did.
Really? Huh.
Yes. Think back to your past, when you were a member of Shoulder. You encouraged my father to join Rockfall. And now he is merely a shadow of his former self. He was brainwashed, and is now a being of pure evil.
I don't remember any of this.
That's because you were brainwashed too. Think, Bob. Think.
Oh, my past. It's all coming back to me. Oh, in a painfully long FMV!
Downloading FMV. Still loading FMV. Still loading FMV. No, honestly, I'm still loading the FMV. Loading complete.
I was a member of Shoulder, and I persuaded him to join. My father. And that means that this man ahead of me, he is my brother.
I am Gob, your brother, and you killed our father.
Oh, look, shut up. He's not dead, just brainwashed. Look, I've been brainwashed and I'm still alive.
He is dead. Now we fight to the death.
Yeah, sure, I've heard that one before.
And now, every time I hit you, I'm going to say a line of text in the top window to annoy you.
You fiend! Luckily, I can do the same!
Then, our skills are equally matched. But I will never give up on my fight.
But wait, Garb! He didn't kill your father. Somehow I sense he's alive.
My word. You've got enormous orbs. Healing orbs, that is. I therefore immediately trust you. Bob, let us join forces.
Okay.
Hold it right there, Bob!
Huh?
You killed my best friend!
Oh, what? Not you too. Anyway, how did I end up killing him?
He was the armor seller you encountered, and now he's dead! He shot himself, and it's all your fault! I've spent whole minutes tracking you down. Now we fight!
But I only asked him a question.
You spoony hero!
Oh look, just fork off.
With a pen like that, your wit surpasses that of mine. You have passed the trial of wisdom. I am Banker, a user of the dark magics. And my quest is to strive to learn the ultimate magic, Meteo!
Surely you mean Meteo... What? Something stops me from saying Meteo...
Its magic is so dark that it renders all powerless to utter its final syllable.
Whoa. Right. Anyway, our next quest is to emerge from here and head for the Cave of Doom.
This is the Cave of Doom. That sign outside of here really needs retranslating.
Gotcha. In that case, our next quest is to emerge from the Cave of Doom.
If we're to stop Lord Gitbucket, we'll need an airship. We can get one from Techno Tower, which is just north of the other side of the Cave of Doom.
Hold on. How do you know about Lord Gitbucket?
It's all due to Magic User's initiative.
Right, bugger that. Let's go!
And so, our heroes arrive at the terrifying Techno Tower!
Nice use of alliteration. Don't worry. I'm sure this obligatory technological dungeon will have an elevator that skips a few floors. Oh, of course this elevator is going to be infected with enemies leaping onto it, or some form of tedious boss, or something like that. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's go!
And so, our heroes venture deep into the terrifying Techno Tower and find the elevator!
I think if we randomly press some of these weird hieroglyphic buttons, we'll get to the top floor!
I think you pressed the wrong button, Jane.
Look out! A bright light!
Hey, is everyone okay?
Lol, okay!
What is this?
I think this is the terrifying world of massively multiplayer online RPGs.
Mummy's more gay. LOL, Ruffle! We've got Tail to Miss Third plus 99, Ruffle Neo! LOL, if got, who don't cause her gay? Ruffle, LOL, Ruffle! Not cool enough for my G-Shark, 111, Root Sucks or Mum. LOL, Ruffle! WTF, who are toes, gay peeps?
Damn it! Spotted!
OMFG! Rude gay or something, Kingsley! No! That makes him gay. Let's harass his car!
Kingsley, hurry! Disconnect or we'll lose you forever!
Kingsley! No!
LOL! We're okay! 1-1-1-1.
Such a tragic end. Reduced from level 56 to level 3 and brainwashed. Look, we have to escape from this awful place. Now!
No! They've not got G-Sharks! T-Roly sucks or act his game! Ruffle! Yeah! LOL! Let's arrest their cars to show how elite we are! LOL!
Just a few more seconds. There!
Where are we?
I changed lobbies to this uninhabited one. That was too close. It's a shame about Kingsley, but there's nothing we could have done. Oh, this is our most sinister trap they've set to date. There's no way we can fight back against Game Shark idiots. Look, we've got to go.
Lol, lol, Ruffle, I fondo. 1-1, we're okay. 1-1-1.
We're doomed.
Pop, what do we do?
I'm gonna erase our cars. I'd better be ready. Car arrest level 4. 1-1-1-1.
No!
Lol, lol, Ruffle, my own. 1-1-1.
WTF? Why ain't it working?
1-1/1.
Haha! Not so fast! While you are busy calling us all gay, I have hacksawed the game and leveled everyone up to 99, given them ultimate weapons, and learned everyone's skills and magic! I also added protection against erasing characters!
OMFG. That is so gay. Now I can't win.
We're all gay, lol! 1-1-1-1.
Now hold tight, everyone! We'll escape this terrifying world of homophobic idiots!
That was truly terrifying.
Everyone, let us never, ever, ever, ever speak of that awful place again. Hey, cool, Banker. You teleported us into the airship hangar. Oh, look, an airship. How convenient. Well, I'm sure if I press a few random buttons on the control desk, I'll immediately know how to control it. Huzzah! In 3 seconds, I have mastered a vastly complicated piece of machinery. But where lies Lord Gitbucket? Oh, if only Von Hassel were still alive.
You know, I bet that huge foreboding castle just north of the remains of your hometown is where he is.
Oh. Why didn't I think of this at the start? Oh, well, we needed an airship to get there in anyway. Building a boat and getting there is impossible because there's a bunch of tiny rocks surrounding the island, of course, so that makes it impossible. And, of course, there's the,
Stop justifying your stupidity and take us there.
Right. Here we are, outside the Fortress of Death. And now we'll rest outside before going in to tackle the final dungeon.
And so, that night, at the campfire...
Bob, what do you remember about being in shoulder?
Let me try and remember.
Bob, if it hurts, don't continue.
Stop! You've activated the stupid past storyline sequence! It hurts! Childhood memories! I am not of this world!
My real name... It's not Bob. It's actually... Timothy. I'm from another world. The world of Giga.
In that case, as your brother, I must have come from there too. Yes, I remember now. But a terrible accident happened there.
Yes, someone forgot to turn off the gas. I remember now. As the house exploded, it caused an enormous chain reaction, as it all selfishly powered our homes using Baku Baku energy, the planet-draining alternative to cheaper fuel, and thus... everything...
imploded. But somehow, we're here. But how? Who are our real parents?
Ugh! Mental torment! Head hurts! Can't escape!
Ah! So, while you're at it, what dark secrets do you have, Banker?
Actually, my life's gone alarmingly well. My parents won the lottery at the age of 6 and they're still alive to this date. I have a university degree in frying people with dark magic and I'm a claimed hero at my town, Outcast Thill. I joined your party solely because it's on my list of things to do before I die.
Bob, as it's going to be my turn to tell you everything about me, we should go and poignantly stand on top of this mountain.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
When I first met you, I didn't really know what to think of you. But since adventuring with you, Bob, now my feelings are becoming more clear.
Yeah.
I've never felt this way before. In all honesty, I wasn't sure how much I should trust myself. My feelings. Ever since I've been a little girl, I've always been confused about how I feel. Ever since the day of the accident, I've never been sure about anything. But Bob, when I met you, that all changed. Something within me awakened, and I've never felt more vibrant, more alive, more happy to be with someone. And Bob, I've never felt more happy about being with someone. I love
you.
I just can't say it.
But why not, Jane?
Because somehow the translators deem it wrong and immoral to say it. I guess I'll just have to make do with throwing 5-page monologues at you.
Bugger.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that...
Jane? She found the hidden entrance into the final dungeon. I'd better go and assemble the rest of my party.
And thus, after fighting every type of monster in the game again with 20,000 hit points, our team finally reaches Lord Gitbucket's lair!
Finally, Bob, you've arrived. I lost hope that you'd ever come. But now I realize it has happened.
Gitbucket, enough games. What are you planning to do?
Recently, I ordered it from evilrpgvillains.com. The ultimate RPG villain world domination kit!
You fiend!
So far, everything has fallen into place. My evil general that came free with the kit managed to successfully lead you to me. And my plot compression device means that, despite creating far too many plot holes to deal with, you have reached me! And now, I am ready to use this final part of the kit. The Crystal of Unmaking! Ha 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 ha! Using this, I can either control the universe or destroy it! Ha 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 ha! Hopefully the former. Ha 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 ha
ha! Gitbucket, answer me just one question before we foil you and your evil plans for good.
What is that?
Why the hell did you want us to reach you? Surely it would have been more logical to kill us off when you saw us at Gold Plate.
Because, Bob, I am your father. And yours too, Gold.
No!
Yes, Bob. I'm the man you persuaded to join Shoulder. And now, I am better than you, bigger than you, stronger than you, harder than you, and faster than you!
Another shocking revelation. But you know, that still doesn't actually explain why you didn't kill us earlier.
I wanted you to witness your own demise!
What? That doesn't even make sense!
How dare you question my otherwise superb logic? Luckily, the kit also contained a demonic transformation potion. Behold, as I turn into a 50-foot-high demon.
Damn it! We were so busy talking, we've got to kill him before he transformed. Nonetheless, we shall vanquish him! To battle!
Wait!
Kingsley, but you're digitally horribly malformed.
Maybe. But his soul still burns.
You've all come.
Aye, laddie, we've come to give you our souls for the final battle.
How bizarre, unethical, and confusing. But thanks!
And now, to vanquish the final boss!
Flying chicken, say can!
Ultimate final boss physical attack! Kairu Toshi! Ultimate final boss magical attack! A 15-minute long FMV that causes all the planets in the universe to smash into the party!
Final Dragon Lance charge!
And so, after a 2-hour-long boss fight,
I can't lose! Good job. I was never the real villain you wanted. Final rage! I summon the final boss, and I send you all to the weird multicolored parallax scrolling alternate universe!
That voice.
That.
John Preston.
You got it, Johnny.
I'm back. I'm not Johnny.
What?
My name is Bob. Or Timothy. Or both. I'm confused.
What?
I've been waiting for 15 months for the perfect time to attack, and you're telling me I have the wrong guy?
Damn you all to hell!
Yes, moron.
Damn you all to hell!
Memory card fart! Level 5!
Wait!
No!
The data of which has been corrupted by unknown device error, the game of which will be initialized for super happy fun. You character contain the irregular data. Only characters with regular data can play the game of RPG Super Go-Go Adventure. It is clothes.
And thus, Bob's quest ends. With the memory card corrupted, the whole Super RPG Adventure ceased to exist. Or at least until the mysterious god behind this, the player, invests another $10 in a new memory card. And with that, the player lets his controller rest. In pieces, after he's smashed it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this complete waste of time. I'll be back at some point, assuming Tristan lets me, with a fantastically exciting news that didn't quite make... the headlines. I'll leave you with the theme of love from Super RPG Adventure. Until next time, goodbye.
Alone for a while, I've been searching in the dark for traces of the teeth that are left inside my lonely mouth to repair by picking up the pieces that remain. Melodies of pain, my jaw's last refrain. Your self-fight it crawls, though I cannot say just why. We met, you cringed, I held on tight, and then I said goodbye. And we'll hear the echoes and screams of pain from me. Let them ring out loud till someone laughs. In my most awful memories, I see you punching me in the face. Though you're gone, I still believe my jaw is dislocated. Love from a friend, joining yours as well, adding up the layers of humility. And so it goes on. Melodies of pain to the sky beyond the flying birds. Bugger me, you punch really hard.